We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, I ain't got to sit there and explain it.
Have you ever
seen that? Nah, that ain't a part of football. Y'all been reporting for a long time. Y'all never even seen that. I mean, at this point, who cares? My man got hit in the head with a helmet. I mean, I'll accept whatever penalty it is.
Okay, here we are. The day after a Steelers loss to the Browns, and I'm not even ready to talk about short yardage blunders and just complete offensive ineptitude because of the way the game ended last night. Andrew Filippone is here. Chris Mueller is not, because he thought that it was going to end in his dismissal today if he came on the air for 4 hours and went full bore. So we've got Jeff Hathorn, who spends more time in the Steelers locker room than anybody, pretty much, in with us here. We've got Doran Dickerson, who played in the NFL and thus was always in NFL locker rooms. And he is presented by ServiceMaster. Black and gold fans demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Doran here for the next 2 hours. And I want to just get into the pouncy thing with you guys, because I'm ticked off. And no commercial break. We're going to keep this right through. And Jeff's next update will be at 3:20. I'm ticked off that he even got suspended at all for last night. Because isn't that just what your natural reaction would be from a self-defense standpoint, sticking up for somebody?
I get the suspension. I do.
Three games?
You can't go kicking and punching guys. And I think the fact that they're playing the Browns coming up, and I know that's the second game, plays into this. And this might be one of those three, and then you appeal, and it gets back to two. I get why, and I also applaud Pouncey for what he did.
Well, I think it should have been two. But the more and more I think about it, and I tweeted earlier, I was like, you know, Pouncey is one of the best teammates. He's the epitome
of a teammate. You know, all guys would love a guy like that to protect them. And then I was watching. I watched it like 100 times. I watched the play like 100 times.
Or the sequence club.
Like 100 times. Why didn't Pouncey just pull Mason Rudolph back is my question. A good teammate would be like, all right, you're a quarterback. Get out of here. Nobody came over to pull Mason Rudolph back. Everybody just went after Myles Garrett.
At what point in the scrum are you talking about? So
after he got hit in the head, and Mason Rudolph tried to go back after him, was like chasing after him. Nobody came, and Pouncey ran right past Mason Rudolph to go after Garrett. Why didn't he grab Mason Rudolph? And then he got blindsided. He got blindsided, got up, and still nobody pulled him away. Your teammates are supposed to get the quarterback out of the scrum. Nobody came to get Mason Rudolph out of the scrum, which is crazy. You know, you would think your teammates would come, pull the quarterback. If that was Ben, they would run over there, they would get Ben and escort him off the field.
Well, usually the way these things work in baseball is that there's never a fight because no one really wants to drop, you know, take the gloves off in hockey parlance or, you know, lay hands on somebody, so they kind of fake hold each other back. And so maybe that's what you're talking about. Like, there should have been some resistance right off the beginning to just keep it from escalating.
No, I'm saying that why didn't one of the Steelers grab Mason Rudolph and get him off
the
field?
Don't think it should have. I don't blame Pouncey for that.
Why did they let him keep chasing him?
The second Rudolph used the helmet as a weapon, I mean, it's the second Garrett uses the helmet as a weapon, I'm going after him too.
You're not going to get your quarterback out of the scrum.
I think I'd rather inflict harm on Garrett than figure out where Rudolph is.
Yeah, I think my instinct would be the same as Andrew's. You kind of go after the guy who did it, and you don't think about the guy who just got hit, at least in my mind.
Well, in the football player and the tough guy in me, yes, I'm going to go after Myles Garrett. But logically, it's like, all right, this is our quarterback. We already down one quarterback. We only have two. Like, we need to get him out of here before he gets hurt.
All right, so there are Browns apologists that can make it. Is there any way that what Rudolph did led to anything that Garrett did last night, in your mind?
Yes. I think something did happen. I was looking at clips in the back, and there's a guy that put like a collage of clips of the whole sequence, and it shows him kicking Myles Garrett twice in the groin, in the crotch. So obviously he's mad. Obviously Mason Rudolph is on top of him trying to pull his helmet off, And he's trying to get up. And then there's just a whole sequence of things. Who knows what was said? We don't know what was said. Nobody's ever going to know what was really said. But I do think that led to him being like, all right, man, get away from me. Quit kicking me in the you know what. And then he just got pissed and hit him. I do think that something led to that. I really do. He wouldn't just, he's not Ndamukong Suh. He's not Vontaze Burfict.
Well, but he does have a history. I mean, the guy threw a punch at Delaney Walker the first week of the season and got fined.
I know Delaney, and Delaney probably said something.
Sure. But does that mean he had it coming? I mean, I don't think in the NFL, I don't think that my words should lead to you punching me in the face. If anything, I'm trying to do that because I'm looking to get under your skin. Well, you're the other team's best player. I'm instigating you.
Well, what if I kick you in the groin twice? And then you're like screaming at me like, you know, bleep,
yeah,
bleep, bleep.
I mean, I guess I haven't watched that part of it as closely as maybe you have, Dorn, like that part of the Zapruder film. But, see, I thought that Rudolph was just trying to kick Garrett away from him. Like, Garrett, the play is over. Garrett, you know, sacks him or tackles. It's not a sack because the ball's out. Brings him to the turf after the play. The play's already gone because Edmonds is running out of bounds with it. And so I think after he gets taken down, Rudolph blows up and starts kicking it. Look, he's not going to win a fair fight. Of course he's going to go for low blows. It's Miles friggin' Garrett. The guy's 280.
Why do you think Mason Rudolph blew up, though, in the first place? Because he was having a bad
game,
right?
No, well, part of it, but I think Garrett pulled him down after the whistle. And you could have flagged him for a late hit there.
On the last play of the game when he threw a screen pass, I think that's where he's ticked off. Like, hey, man, we're getting our ass kicked.
I don't need you to body slam me or bear hug me to the ground now. You've already got the last laugh. You know, Garrett didn't need to get, like, extra... He didn't need to take extra pain or exert extra pain on Rudolph there because they had already won.
I mean, was it really that egregious, though? I mean, he didn't pick up and slam on his head after the whistle.
I mean, it's after the play, I think.
I just think in the scenario of the game, it's the end of the game. You know, they just throw a pass like, okay. And, you know, he hits him a little bit, and most times you just lay off, but he took him to the ground. And I think that's where Rudolph, he's already ticked off about the game. And I'm not saying you should ever kick somebody there, but regardless.
But do you think he intentionally kicked him in the groin?
I think he was just trying to get him off.
I don't think it was like, oh, that's where his groin is. Let me take my cleat here and hit him right in that spot.
What's the first thing that you're taught whenever you're a kid if somebody's bigger than you and you're in a fight? Where do you hit him?
The junk.
Yes.
So you think at a young age, Mason Rudolph was told by Grandpa Rudolph?
I mean, I think everybody knows that. If somebody's bigger and stronger and badder than you.
Dev, I know you got to run, but what is your last take here on the Pouncey suspension? Do you think 3 games?
I think it'll be reduced to 2. I think they wanted to make sure that he didn't play against Cleveland. I think the schedule factored in
I agree
the suspension.
With that.
And I think it will get reduced to 2.
So you're not buying the self-defense defense for Pouncey, Dorn.
I am. I mean, that's
look,
the football.
Wouldn't you want him in that situation? If he's your teammate, I would want him to act that exact way.
For sure. For sure. At the football player in me. But the logically, all right, I want somebody else to come and get Mason out of there. Nobody. Mason kept trying to fight. Mason kept trying to get into the pile. Like, no, you get your quarterback
right, but
out.
There are 9 other guys on offense.
Right.
Where's Matt Filer? Where's Alejandro Villanueva? Where's...
I agree.
Any running back or wide receiver.
I agree. The football player in me and in Pouncey, you're going to go after the guy and you're going to try to beat his you know what. For sure. But logically, I mean, you got to get him out of there. Why is he even fighting in the first place? He's going to lose. Why is he in there?
Because the guy took his helmet and he was ticked off about it. And his emotions and human condition kicked in there too. You're going to really punk me and steal my helmet? I'm going to go get it back from you. And I think I don't know about you, watching it in real speed, in real time, I did not expect when Rudolph went back over to Garrett to either cuss him out, I don't think it was to get a piece of him, I don't think he's that dumb. I think when he ran back to Rudolph, he did not, back to Garrett, I don't think he expected that he was going to take the helmet and try to bash him in the head with it.
Well, what was Rudolph's thought process? Why did he run back to him?
Because he wanted to get his helmet from him. How many times in your professional career have you seen a guy rip somebody's helmet off, and then that player who has his helmet ripped off does absolutely nothing about it? That's like the equivalent of spitting in a football player's face, isn't it? You're really going to crap on me and treat me like I'm such a wuss, like I'm such a punk. They're going to rip my helmet off? That's like a threat to your manhood on the football field, isn't it? If somebody from West Virginia ripped your helmet off, well, you would go ballistic.
I'm not a quarterback.
So what does that mean?
I'm probably going to go after him.
I got to be honest. You played with Brady.
No way.
So if a New York Jet ripped Brady's helmet off, you'd just be like, all right, that's fine. I'll walk away from this. I think he's too competitive and too fiery to let something like that happen.
So you think he would go after the guy if it was?
Yes.
If it was who's
you
there?
Think Philip Rivers would have gone up to that guy. He would have had 8 kids come out of the stands too to back him up. You know Rivers. Rivers tried to fight Mike Hilton because he threw an interception.
Mike Hilton.
Yes.
Yes. There you go. Not Myles Garrett.
So this is not a defense of Myles Garrett though, is it? No.
I see both sides of this. Usually that's how I kind of go in. I go in neutral.
Sit on the fence.
Yes, I have to.
No, you don't.
I know as a player what I would do and how I would think, but also logically.
Is that not the worst thing you've ever seen on a football field?
Ever seen on a football field. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. It's insane to think that you're, I mean, that is a weapon. And I also brought up earlier Marty McSorley. I'm sure a bunch of people brought that up. Yeah. I really was.
I brought it up.
Did you bring it up too? Okay. I remember that happening back in, 2000. I remember that happening. And that was exactly the same thing that went through my mind when that happened, was that play against Donald Brashear.
If you actually take that literally and think that Mason Rudolph's helmet was a weapon and Myles Garrett was using a weapon on Rudolph, a weapon that if he hit him in the right spot could have killed him, then to me that absolves Pouncey of any blame whatsoever. If you replace that helmet, and let's say it's a knife, and he does the same exact thing, and Pouncey goes nuts, and he's kicking him, and he's punching him in the face, everybody says that's just a great human reaction to that. That's sticking up for a friend. That's sticking up for a coworker. That's sticking up for a fellow human being. And so that's why I don't like if I'm Pouncey, I'm furious today. That I did what I think is morally, in that situation, the right thing to do. And maybe it wasn't like the clearest thought. Maybe I should have, like you said, like picked up Mason Rudolph and ran to the sideline with him in my arms. I should have done that instead.
Or somebody else should have did that.
Okay, but to me, if you take it literally that Myles Garrett had a weapon, then I think anything Marquise Pouncey does after that is pretty much fair game.
Absolutely. I do agree. I agree with that. I agree with the stance that on that and him doing that. But was Myles Garrett a threat after he hit him?
I think when you are that insane, when you have shown that you have lost all ability to be an athlete, like you have just completely lost your mind.
Like
you've gone
out.
Insane. You've blacked out like that. Okay, so the helmet's out of his hands. Who knows what he's going to do next? Maybe he'll take his own helmet off and use it as a weapon. I don't know. I mean, all bets are off if somebody's willing to do that. You don't know what their next move is. They're nuts. I mean, we've seen guys lose their cool before and go insane. We saw Ron Artest fight a bunch of Detroit Pistons fans. I mean, things have happened like this. We watched Vontaze Burfict for years, but not as bad and egregiously after the whistle. And in that case, I do think it was even more premeditated than some people have let on. Like, it wasn't. You saw two guys fight. Weren't you on the field? And Andre Johnson and that guy in Tennessee fought each other?
Yes, that was the best probably situation in my life, my NFL life, because I got to go in because he got kicked out.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got to go in the game. I got to play, so I was excited, but I was also like, oh, wow, that's pretty crazy. But yeah, that was crazy, but there were fists being thrown. There wasn't helmets. You know, there wasn't weapons being used. I mean, a helmet, I mean, that is, I get, I mean, that is, you're going too far there. I mean, you literally, I mean, that is not how the game is supposed to be played. We all can agree on that. But so he had to have been sparked some way to use that.
I'm waiting for that story to come out. And some people have already tried to imply that something happened, that there's more than meets the eye with this. And I'm not, I don't know. I think that that's a dangerous assumption to make, though. That Rudolph did something or said something that was so bad, it set off Garrett. Because I think that what we're doing there is we're blaming somebody for really being the victim in all this. I don't look at this and say, well, Rudolph needs to be disciplined because he was the guy that started everything. I don't.
I don't think he should be disciplined at all either. I mean, my man got hit in the head, and you know what?
And if he could have died,
and thinking of what happened a couple weeks ago, I mean, it doesn't take much. Look at Sidney Crosby. You know, I don't want to bring up like head injuries, but it only took what? A little, not a little bump, but he got hit in the head, what, a couple weeks after he had that big concussion a couple years ago?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much. I mean, that's some serious, that's dangerous.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.